Welcome, one and all, to Squirrels and Robots, episode 159. Thank you, Zonlord and Marshall, for the awesome support this week. And everyone else as well. Yes. Thanks for the support, everybody. And if you can, support on Patreon. Seriously, we could use it. Also, Twitch, if you watch us on there, there's that thing with the Amazon Prime sub where you get to subscribe for free using your Prime sub and it don't cost you nothing. It's like taking money out of Bezos' wallet and giving it to a streamer. Thank you. Also, finally, we have some good news for the podcast. We somehow earned money. How is that even possible? Well, Spotify actually rolled out an ad revenue system similar to YouTube, so podcasters can now actually make a little bit of money. So how much loot did we earn? Well, as of this recording, for the 159 episodes we've recorded, we made a whopping $1.56. $1.56. Yes.
I'm no mathemawiz, but that's less than a penny per podcast.
Wow. You sure we don't want, like, a minimum wage job in the fast food sector services, you know, instead of, you know, being autistic and podcasty, you know, because I feel like that would be a better use of our time, monetarily speaking. Yeah, but not as fun. Besides, it's just started to roll out, so we gotta see where it goes from here. We'll keep our fingers crossed that, you know, future episodes generate something. So, I don't know, tell your friends that this is a thing.
Yeah, spread the word of Foamy, because making more than a penny an episode is the dream.
Oh, God. Yeah, so, in random news, some Zelda fans are being pricks and harassing streamers and journalists who did not find the new Zelda game, Tears of the Kingdom, to be terribly interesting in their opinion.
Wait, so some streamers weren't terribly impressed with the new Tears of the Kingdom game?
So they're being harassed? Yeah, because apparently the Zelda franchise can do no wrong.
Well, what's the problem? I mean, you know, folks are entitled to their opinions, you know, even if they're dreadfully wrong. Yeah, like socks should totally be worn over your shoes to keep them warmer in the winter.
Yes,
the Zelda fan base isn't really known for their toxic behavior. So I'll find this bit of news to be, you know, rather strange, an anomaly.
Well, apparently it was enough of an anomaly that a handful of streamers felt the need to remove their VODs from YouTube merely because of the toxic abuse they were getting from viewers.
So, people can't have opinions anymore?
I guess not. And then people wonder why there's a lack of open dialogue and understanding amongst them.
Well, alright, what were the streamers' opinions that was so harsh that, you know, made the Zelda fanbase, you know, go into a tizzy?
Well, according to some streamers, the game was just more of the same. Dungeons were drab, tedious, and the game's visuals were so held back by the console, some opted to play a quote-unquote backup version on PC so they could show off better frame rates and resolution.
So, the game is a poop?
I don't know. I haven't played it. I don't have an opinion. I just find it depressing that streamers can't have opinions about certain things without getting threatened for it.
Some fandoms can get really obsessed about their things.
Well, I mean, for as much as I like Baby Metal, right? Oh my God. I'm not gonna go threatening someone who doesn't, you know, have that acquired taste for it, you know? Well, alright. I've never been such a fan of anything that I took personal offense to criticism on an emotional level. I mean, I can discuss the pros and cons about certain things with people that I may like, but I generally don't care what people think about the stuff I enjoy. I don't define myself by what I like, so I'm not generally insecure about hearing negative opinions. You know? I don't care what people think.
What about those streamers that just say things to be controversial? Like, oh, I don't like this game that everyone seems to like merely so I can get clicks and views by being a poopy edgelord.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, why would I give a crap about somebody else's opinion? It's an opinion. If it's backed by scientific data, you know, maybe I'll listen to it? But generally, I'm smart enough and secure enough in what I like and why I like it that I can continue to like it regardless of what people say about it.
Well, alright, like, Now, all right, moving forward. Say I don't like something that is considered widely popular, right? Like BTS or Taylor Swift or, you know, whatever. How can I express my opinion? Well, apparently you can't unless you want to deal with some crazed fans yelling at you all day.
I like when pineapple is removed from my pineapple pizza. Fight me!
Okay. So you'd order a pineapple pizza merely so you can pick off all the pineapples from that pizza?
Yeah, I am so edgy.
Oh, Jesus. All right, whatever. Moving on. If you like something, like it. Don't be a toxic prick. Especially people in the Zelda community. Bro, you all should be expecting a lot more from the people who are representing you, okay? Yeah, you don't need that crap. So anyway, moving on. Twitter is getting a new CEO. Still not going to be able to fix the large portion of its user base. People still hate the game Redfall, which still seems a bit undercooked.
I'd say they cook it at 450 degrees and kill its ash.
Diablo 4 had another beta. Looks fun, but not for me, because Blizzard is Blizzard.
Overwatch 2, Game of the Year!
Speaking of, Overwatch 2 decided to scrap all their plans for any PvE content. So yeah, you just got a game running around where you shooty-shoot at each other.
Ah, it's okay.
Yeah, I kind of stopped with, you know, Overwatch, you know, because Blizzard. What else is going on? There was another trailer for the Gollum game that's coming out. The dude from Lord of the Rings looks kind of fun. Movie trailer for Five Nights at Freddy's, which does not look like it's going to be a horrible movie. I'm not going to expect a horror classic, but at least it'll probably be fun.
Oh, Nicolas Cage is going to be in Dead by Daylight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nicolas Cage is going to be a playable character in Dead by Daylight. So that's kind of fun because Dead by Daylight has Ash Williams from Evil Dead and now Nicolas Cage.
You know, if they could only just get Robert Englund and Vincent Price, I feel like it would be the perfect game.
Yeah. In the meantime, the creator of all this is kind of fixing themselves up after, I don't know, pulled muscles, bruised fingers, and apparently chemical burns. What is this man doing in his free time? I don't know. It's nothing serious, but some time needs to be allotted for healing and physical movement, apparently.
Animation is a very sit-still sort of profession, which can lead to all sorts of problems over 20 years. Word to the wise.
Yeah, so, hey, keep supporting, if you can. Patreon, YouTube, Twitch, or wherever, all right? Especially while we duct tape and super glue ourselves back together. And yes, there are new episodes happening. Next episode should be this upcoming Tuesday as of this recording. So don't panic. The creator of this has literally kept working in a hospital on a laptop to make sure cartoons keep getting made. All right? You're welcome. Oh, the comic book might be delayed a little bit, though. So, yeah, animation's a bit more important.
Also, there is the HD collection still available on itch.io and Gumroad. We tried to get them on Amazon, but apparently there's issues there.
Yeah, it's a freaking uphill struggle, my god. Whatever.
Does this mean we just promoted ourselves?
Hey! Yeah. Yeah, but let's see. Podcast will roll out when they roll out, so we'll try to keep it a weekly thing, if possible, but at the very least, every other week.
Oh, wait! There was a reboot of the movie White Men Can't Jump recently on Hulu.
What?
Why? I have no idea, but I'm frankly glad there's a writer's strike if this is all we're getting from those pencil-pushing kids. White Men Can't Jump remake? I mean, who wants to watch that? And I mean, isn't that a bit like the title is very inflammatory in and of itself? I mean, mate, 2023, you're gonna call out someone for their color?
What the hell ever?
You know, we ain't had a good show or original movie in quite a bit, you know? There's like 5 quality shows a year that inevitably get cancelled because they're lost in a sea of streaming service shovelware. I'm sick of it.
Oh, speaking of, the Supernatural spin-off series, The Winchesters, got cancelled after one season.
Yeah, the only thing supernatural about that series was how manky it was.
Yeah, I didn't even watch it.
They also rebooting Matlock. You mean that old Andy Griffith show about the lawyer? Correct, yes. Writers, stay on strike, please. Please.
Yeah, gosh, that's... You know, in this day and age, when people say they're gonna quit being creative, you're almost thankful. And that's sad. That is miserably, grotesquely sad. Whatever.
Oi, since everything is miserable on television and streaming services and the internet all together,
Maybe we can squeeze in some time to do something fun.
I'll have to check the schedule. I mean, you know, the less interest and hope I have for humanity, the less time I want to invest trying to fix it. So I feel like I should be, freeing up some days here and there.
According to me calculations, Fomi will be completely fed up with humanity in an estimated 10 years, give or take.
Which means we can actually free up some time to, have a life. That would be nice, we can go to some anime expos and, hang out with people, find all the cool, cute cosplayers and be like, oi, can I get a picture with you? Nothing weird or nothing like that, but, you put a lot of effort into your work and I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
Also, thank you to Krellness.
Why?
They got us a game.
What kind of game?
Well, I mean, do you really want to know or are you just going to make fun of me?
Both, actually.
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, all right,
it's called Galgun Double Piece, where, you're running around a school filled with cute schoolgirls and, you're just kind of, I guess, launching pheromones at them, and then they kind of, get all the...
Shut up.
All right, thank you, Krellness. I appreciate it, even if these, uncultured swine do not.
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up. Everybody, thanks for supporting. I don't know. No, don't send Begley weird games.
Oh, come on, they're not weird. It is literally safe for work. I can play it on Twitch. I worry about games I can't play on Twitch. This I can play on Twitch.
Okay.
I am going to throw so many pineapple slices at you, you're going to look like a squirrel covered in pineapple. God, you guys, both of you suck today. You're just terrible. You, with your games. You, with your pineapple. Everybody shut up, all right? Or I am just going to cancel everything.
No, you can't cancel pineapple pizza. It's a world-class meme.
There's no way to cancel pineapple pizza. It's forever.
My patience, however, is not shut the hell up. Later, everybody. Again, thanks for supporting. Remember, new cartoon coming up. We're still working on the comic card game. Also, looking to get a digital version of the card game together. We've slowly delved into 3D modeling, so maybe expect a squirrely VTuber at some point.
You mean you're gonna be a VTuber?
No, I am not gonna be a VTuber, because I would just yell at everybody and tell everyone to go die, okay? I don't feel like I can build a good, sustainable community on Twitch if I am telling everybody to drop dead.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you be the VTuber, okay?
Oh, I can play games and be fun. I'll give out pineapple to anybody who wants it, and then I'll tell them to make little cars with those wheels of pineapple, and then you can drive around in like a fruit berry crunch automobile.
Yeah, I think Pilsy is the logical choice for, a VTuber. Makes no sense and just kind of acts silly.
Yes, I got a new job! Yay!
Oh, God. Yeah, that'll take a while. Maybe we'll do the PNG-tuber.
What's a PNG-tuber?
Oh, God. Basically, if you don't have access to VTuber software or models, you just use a series of images. That's it.
Well, I mean, that's kind of low effort, isn't it?
Yeah, who cares, dude? It's the internet. Have you seen how low effort everything is? Frankly, a PNG-tuber is a step above half the crap that's out there, including streaming service content. Doesn't matter, it's all garbage.
And now it's my time to shine. Oh, you see me play games and I'm gonna be laughing at things and poking at the girls in the schools saying, oh, there you go, that's my game, you can't play that. Well, why not? Why can't I play the gal gun and go pew pew, you're in love now?
I don't think you're gonna appreciate the nuances.
I can adjust my medicines.
I'm leaving. Later, everyone.
Galgun. Pew pew.